Let me stipulate as a token of objectivity that I have never heard, let alone appeared on, The Don Imus Show.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
But I am aware that outrage is a commodity that brings in the bucks. In the case of Imus, a reported $10 million a year. Racism comes in varying degrees of intention. In 1984, the Reverend Jesse Jackson referred to Jews as Jaimes and to New York City as Jaimetown. But that was in a conversation with a Washington Post reporter not intended for dissemination. In January 1988, a CBS sports commentator, Jimmy the Greek Snyder, explained that Afro-Americans were superior athletes because during slavery they were bred to produce stronger offspring. And last August, Senator George Allen, at a campaign rally in Virginia, called a Democratic volunteer macaca. That cost him. But in the case of Imus, offense isn't inadvertent, but his stock in trade. The nappy-headed hose comment didn't just happen. It was part of an exchange on the air with producer Bernard McGurk. Then the roof fell in, and Imus embarked on an unaccustomed series of apologies. When he referred to hose, he said, "I didn't think it was racial." He said, "I wasn't even thinking racial. It was a joke, like a West Side Story deal, like one team's tough and one team's not so tough." Ho is slang for whore. Imus must be wondering why the shock jock style which served him so handsomely in the past has now failed him. Let's face it, his success was built on an audience seeking sensation and bad manners. The fault, dear Brutus, lies with the listeners. They served him well, and then all of a sudden, they didn't. This is Daniel Shore.